Our Holy Gospel for tonight is taken from the third chapter of the Gospel of St. John. And you may go ahead and remain seated because each of these Gospel readings during our season of Lent are quite long. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him,
"Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God."
Jesus answered him,
"Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above."
Nicodemus said to him,
"How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?"
Jesus answered,
"Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit."
Nicodemus said to him,
"How can these things be?"
Jesus answered him,
"Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
Holy wisdom, holy word.
I remember that night, although it was years ago, I remember like it was last night. There was something about him that captivated me from the first moment I saw him. I watched him from a distance, listened to him every chance I had. He had me spellbound. Was it his manner? He had a gentle, easy way about him. Yet, he was strong with an inward strength that I had never seen before, even in the wisest priests. I was both drawn to him and a bit frightened by him. He had power and influence over people. His teachings and miracles captivated many. Some of what he said and did was rather irreverent. I am a priest, and at times he offended me. Yet, there was something that compelled me to need to know more. I felt a bit foolish about the whole thing. I was a Pharisee, a member of the Sanhedrin. We ruled Jerusalem. I was steeped in the law and the teachings of God. Yet, there was more. Jesus knew that. I needed to see him face to face. My friends and colleagues laughed when I told them that I wanted to talk to Jesus. They thought I was joking. I learned that some of the other members of the Sanhedrin wanted to arrest him, but there were no charges that could rightly be brought against him. They encouraged me to talk to Jesus and find a way to stop him. This made me very uneasy. It was not right. He was actually helping people, healing them. You can't argue with the joy in their lives. They were changed people, restored to a new life. He was doing this in the name of God. Was that against the law? There was much that I did not understand, but I knew I couldn't be a pawn in a scheme to trap him. That evening, after everyone retired for bed, I laid down and started thinking about Jesus. Questions kept rolling through my mind. Who is this man? Is he from God? What is it about him that is so different, so holy? He is a carpenter from Nazareth, yet he teaches with such authority. He challenges me, not just intellectually, but spiritually. I am an expert in the Torah. I know about God, yet he makes me wonder, do I know God? Do I know God's will? Do I even know myself anymore? It seems so clear, and yet not clear at all. I had to go see him and talk to him, now. He always had so many people around him. If I went right now, in the darkness of night, I had the best chance of finding him alone. I wrapped a dark cloak around me and slipped out the back. A dog barked next door and startled me. Yes, I was edgy. What would I say if someone saw me? I would say that I couldn't sleep and needed some fresh air. At least that was truthful. I walked quickly and quietly. I kept to the shadows as I made my way to the home where he was staying. I saw him through the window. He was sitting at the table alone. The light of an oil lamp made his face glow in the darkness. I stopped and gasped at the sight of him. My heart raced inside my chest. I was turning to leave when I heard his voice call out, "Hello out there. Please, come in." He took my cloak and offered me a drink of warm wine. We sat down at the table. We discussed many things about God and truth and life. He challenged me, and I wanted so desperately to understand, even as he grew a little frustrated with me. I left him and remained in the shadows until I returned to my home. I am not sure when I fell asleep, but I woke to the blinding rays of the sun shining on my face. I want to tell you I was a changed man, but I remained in those shadows throughout the rest of his life, watching from a distance, listening from afar. I knew there was more to the life he offered. I was still captivated, curious, but not committed. Even though I knew deep in the core of my being that he spoke and lived the truth of God, I remained in the shadows, even as he was arrested, tried, and executed for crimes that he did not commit. The day he was crucified was the day I had to step out of those shadows. I had to. I just had to. It seemed that the least I could do was to help Joseph from the town of Arimathea take Jesus' body down off of the cross and wrap it with spices and ointment for burial. The truth is that his life touched mine deeply. I feel the weight of his body broken by hatred. I still see his face shining in the darkness. I still experience the power of his healing touch. His words still ring inside my heart. Sometimes they are harmonious and beautiful. Other times they startle me and shake up what I believe to be true, making me question who I am and how I am supposed to live. All those years ago, I came to him in darkness with questions. He gave me so much more than I can ever fully understand.